Well, Redeemer Church, it's very good to be with you. Well, I'm very grateful to our sister who's read God's Word to us so well. Please feel free to turn that up into the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. Now, just a word to say that if our dear friends from Mali arrive, we will say, bonjour, bienvenue, welcome. And I will stop whatever we've been doing. I'll be joined by our excellent French translator. Thank you very much indeed. Merci beaucoup. Because I couldn't manage it. That's about the petit peu of French that I have. He'll come and translate. We'll probably try and catch them up on where we are. We'll make them welcome. I hope you don't mind that's the case. If they come later, well, then you'll just have to tell them what we've been looking at. So I'll leave that to you. Okay, well, we're going to focus on the Lord's Prayer. And as I put up there, there are two sections of God's Word that deal with the Lord's Prayer. And I'm delighted that in our study groups earlier, we were looking a little bit at the passage in Luke. We'll come back to that. But we're going to just dwell in Matthew to begin with. If we can have the next slide. Just in case you're feeling it's been a long week, it's been a hard week, and you're feeling a little bit weary, then what I've done here is given you, if we can go to the next slide, a quick summary of what I'm going to talk about. So that if you find that you doze off a little bit and your neighbor hasn't woken you up, at least you know what I'm going to say and you can meditate on it, not while you're sleeping, but perhaps later on. I want to just cover why do we pray anyway? I mean, why pray? I want to then just dwell on the Lord's Prayer in two sections. The first four sections, briefly, are amazing inheritance. We often say and pray the Lord's Prayer. Maybe it's become so familiar that we rattle through the words and we don't realize just how amazing our inheritance is. So I want to just remind us of that. And then the Lord's amazing provision for our lives and our lifetimes. And then I want to borrow a phrase that a pastor of mine in Nairobi in Kenya used to say, Pastor Callisto Odede, now bishop, about 10 years ago when my wife and I lived and worked in Nairobi, used to say, prayer saves time. Get praying, it saves time. And he's very right. And I'll explain why later. I'm sure when I've explained, you'll probably agree. And then I just want to conclude with, how is our prayer life? How is your prayer life? How is my prayer life? I mean, really, how is it given the Lord's Prayer? Well, why pray? Let's go on to the next slide. Why pray? There are very many people who've considered that theme, and here are a few phrases. Sorry, the slides seem to have reorganized themselves a little bit, so they're very clear on my little sort of iPad here, but hopefully you can get the idea. I'll read them out. There's a guy called Ian Bounds who said the church advances on its knees. He was very much involved in mission work. Then a person called Alan Redpath, an Englishman, said, we'll only advance in our evangelistic work as far and as fast as we advance on our knees. And I know you know that. You've been praying for years and years and years for your youth work here. And you are seeing answers to those prayers as, you know, in VBS, and you've still got the youth week to come. You have more kids sometimes than you can handle. Praise the Lord. That's an answer to prayer. You've been praying for it. That is what has happened. D.L. Moody, the American theologian and evangelist, said every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. Oftentimes, the Lord doesn't answer our prayers because he wants us on our knees. And if he just answered our prayers, we wouldn't get on our knees. We'd just stand there. It's not to say you can't pray standing, by the way. You get what I mean. And then, as I said, Pastor Callisto Odede used to say, prayer saves time. And what he meant by that was, Christians, have you prayed yet? I don't know about you, often in business, I've been facing different issues, and I have to sort of remind myself, oh, I didn't pray. My first reaction has been to think about something, get a strategy, get some people together, do whatever. We were reminded in the conference that some of us were in this week, we should pray. As Christians, we should pray. Indeed, we should tell other people that's what we're doing when we have situations that are challenging us. Let's go to our Heavenly Father for wisdom. Oftentimes, I confess, I do that after I've tried a number of things that haven't worked. Oh, I should pray. I'm very slow on that. So those are some reasons why we should pray. But Jesus has some even better reasons than the good reasons we've seen. Let's go on to our next slide and our amazing inheritance, our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. The disciples asked Jesus, would you tell us how to pray? And you can imagine what he might have said. I mean, this is the Lord of all who created heaven and earth. This is the one who came across the universe to this tiny little planet of earth at a moment in time to save us. We know all of this. So his disciples say, how do you address your heavenly Father? How should we pray? Jesus gets right to the point. And the contrast for the disciples must have been incredible. You know, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the priests in the temple had lots of rituals, lots of things they needed to do before they pray. Jesus says, you pray our Father in heaven. How incredible. First of all, our Father. Well, I mean, the Jews, and he was speaking mainly to Jews, couldn't even mention Jehovah's name. They had a particular code for it, Yahweh. You didn't mention the name of the Lord. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, my dear brothers, our Father. And where is our Father? Our Father is in heaven. I was reminding the conference that we've just been at, the amazing creation that is all around us, especially the things we can see, let alone the things we can't see. Do you know, I am reliably informed, we'll never get a chance to test this out before we go to glory, that if you wanted to see the entire universe, at the moment you wouldn't be able to do so clearly because we'd have to travel billions of light years, well, certainly a few hundred. And obviously, well, we wouldn't be around, would we, by the time we got there? But let's suppose that we could do that faster than the speed of light. We don't know much that goes faster than the speed of light. If you went out far enough, I'm told, you would see a band of light, a bit like a huge rectangular box. That would be the universe. If you were able to wait there in space for long enough, you'd see it's gradually expanding. Scientists calculate that if you go from that side of the band to that side of the band, it is 93 billion light years across. Now, the Lord our God, in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the creator, deals with that fact in Genesis on a part of the verse where he says, and he created the stars. That's what he says. This is the Lord our God. This is our Father in heaven. How amazing is it that we can approach the one who created the entire universe, the universe that we can't even see. There are galaxies so beautiful, telescopes are finding those. And when we look at that image, those images were created millions of years ago in light. They don't exist that way anymore. But they exist to serve our Creator, to show how glorious our God is. Jesus is saying that God, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, who created the stars, whose Father is in heaven, we can access the Father who is in heaven. No wonder the next phrase is, hallowed, holy be your name. Is that the way we approach prayer? When we rush into God's presence, if I'm thinking about myself in the middle of a working week, do I remember God is my Father and he is in heaven? This is who I'm approaching. If it was the president of this country, if it was any royal dignitary across the world, we would probably take care to dress very well. We'd be very careful to observe all protocols. And when we were asked to speak, well, we'd be thinking very carefully about what we speak. That's not what we're talking about here. If we have that in mind, that's the wrong thing to have in mind. The Lord God is our Father. So we can approach him and say, Daddy, respectfully. That's what he wants us to do. He is in heaven. He's created all these things. And yet, the way he speaks to us is appropriate to us as his creatures. He's not blinding us with light. He's not shouting from the heavens so our ears are ringing. No, he sent his son because he loved us. He sent his son because he wanted us to see what he was like. He is our Father. Now, I need to explain, for some of us, when I mention Father, that might bring painful memories. And the reason why it does is because we know as Christians, we live in a fallen world. And I'm really sorry to say, as a father myself, fathers are sinful. Those of us who are fathers need to acknowledge that. And sometimes the fathering we've received has not been helpful in our lives. So I know for some people, our Father, they find it difficult to get through that. And it's good that we do. This is a perfect father who, as we were learning in our study groups, loves to give good gifts to his children. Think about it. The Lord
allowed his son to create in an amazing way. The Holy Spirit brooded over the chaos. The three people in the Godhead created all this wonderful thing. And then he said to his son at some point, I want you to go to the world because Adam and Eve and all the people that have fallen since are not doing what I want to be done. And the only way we can rescue them is if you go and you be the sacrifice for sin. That is our Father who gives good gifts. He is in heaven, so majestic, so glorious, we can't even conceive the universe he created for us. As someone has said, if God spoke the word and he made the stars and the stars came, do you think that's God? No. That's a small part of who our God is. And yet this great God who's bigger than the universe that we can't even conceive in our heads is our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but that should transform the way that I pray. As I have been preparing this, I've reminded myself I need to understand these words and live them. I need to remind myself and pray the Lord's Prayer each day so that when I pray, I'm reminded I'm praying to my Father who is in heaven. Church, it was wonderful that we prayed for Burundi. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've been very few churches where somebody stands up and prays for a country. That tells me something about your prayer life as a church. You're not just praying for Accra. You're not just praying for your community. You're not just praying for young people. You're not just praying for professionals. You're not just praying and hosting older people like my dad. Thank you. You're praying for nations. Hallelujah. Amen. The person who did that in the Old Testament, did you know, was Daniel. He prayed for nations. He wasn't the only one. There are very few people who do that. Hallelujah. I'm in glorious company. We do that as we did because we have hope. What a hope. We have a Father who is in heaven and he wants to hear us. But his name is holy. The Jews recognized a number of names for the Lord God. Let me just mention a few of them to you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, the Lord who sees me and will provide. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner. He fights for us. He's interested in us. Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace. Exactly. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord is our righteousness. And again, somebody in the conference, interestingly, a sister for Nigeria, said we should pray for righteousness. And it's very simple. We should pray that people do the right thing. Whether it's collecting garbage on the streets, whether it's building proper roads, whether it's not taking bribes, whatever it is, we should do the right thing. Well, we appeal to a God who is so right, so holy. This is the Lord we appeal to. And again, creation declares the glory of God. I'm told that if you take our star, the sun, and if you think of a little pin and the head of the pin, not the whole pin, but the head of the pin, I'm told if you had a bit of the sun from the core of the sun, just enough size as the head of the pin, my dear friends, you'd have to stand a million miles away from that bright thing, otherwise it would kill you. That is the energy of our nearest star. And on the earth, we're placed precisely where we need to be, for there to be water and oxygen, for the sun to be something that grows our crops, that reminds us, not to worship it, reminds us of the goodness of our creation. Radiation will kill all of us. Indeed, it will over time. That's the aging process. But it doesn't kill us instantly because the Lord allows us time on the earth that he's given us to steward it. How amazing is our God? And his creation that he's created shows how amazing he is. No wonder the psalmist in the Old Testament said, all creation shows the glory of our Lord. When we approach the Lord our God, do we approach him as the one, hallowed be your name? Now, the Son also teaches us something about the Lord God. He is unapproachable, eternal light, eternally holy. You remember in the Old Testament, a number of people wanted to see him, and the Lord God had to say respectfully, I'm sorry, you can't see my face, you can see my back. And the impact on Moses when he saw the Lord and his face was shining. Well, we may want to see the Lord. We need to remember the Lord is approachable. He's our Father in heaven, but he's also holy. Then Jesus continues on, your kingdom come, your will be done. And again, when we prayed this morning, not just for a nation, but when we pray for individuals, we're praying, aren't we, that God's kingdom will come. And we know a lot about God's kingdom. He didn't come to bring a political kingdom. I mean, that was the problem, wasn't it? the disciples wanted him to. Please get rid of the Romans, get rid of slavery, and take away those tax collectors. Oh, excuse me, Matthew, I'm very sorry you're one of those, but we'll forgive you. No, that's not what Jesus did. He said, that's what you think you need, but that's not what I've come to do. When our prayers are not answered and we're frustrated, think of the disciples. Think of the Gospels. Think of the message there that Jesus was patiently teaching them. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I read through the Gospels, we're going through it, there's in the church in the UK at the moment in Mark, I'm tempted sometimes, and certainly my fellow people in the church, oh, these poor disciples, they just didn't understand. We are so fortunate. We're living in 2026. We have 2,000 years of history since Christ has gone back to heaven. We can see that all that he said was true. They didn't know that yet. They were just beginning to realize, oh, this isn't the man we thought. No, of course not. If they had bothered to truly ask, and slowly, of course, they realized, this was somebody who had crossed the universe, and they wouldn't have understood the things that I was talking about at the start of my talk. They hadn't been invented yet. What do you mean invented? Humans hadn't begun to understand the creation that way. But even if they had, would they have understood Christ had crossed across the stars to come to us? A little speck of dust. Why? Because God is holy, and we can't cross over to him by ourselves. It's not possible. I mean, with human ingenuity, we might struggle to get to Mars, and that will take us 6 months. I mean, really? No. The Lord God came to forgive us our sins, to put us right with his Father, so one day we'll go to our eternal home, the new heaven and the new earth, to be with him. That was the message that the disciples struggled to understand. Why did they struggle to understand it? Because it was all about them, their kingdom, their security, what they needed. And Jesus needed to respectfully say, no, there's a deeper issue here. The issue is your Creator God, my Father in heaven, now your Father, wants a relationship with you. We need to deal with a few issues before we get there. So we always pray, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come in our hearts. Your will be done in our lives, because that pleases the Father. On earth as it is in heaven. Again, there's not time to spend too much time on this one, but how much time do we spend thinking about heaven? I don't know about you, my friends, probably not enough. I was recently doing a little bit of studies in Revelation. It's not an easy book to understand. But given that John struggles to describe what heaven is going to be like, the easy early conclusion is it's going to be so much more wonderful than we can even imagine. This is where our Lord lives. This is where our home is. This should fuel our prayers that his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let's get on to the next slide, shall we? But actually, before we do that, I'm going to do a bit of an experiment. I didn't think I would do so, but I think Redeemer is up for it. Can I ask you to stand up? I don't know whether you know a sung version of the Lord's Prayer. Hands up anyone who knows a sung version of the Lord's Prayer. I tested this out with Pastor Samuel. There is someone who knows. Oh, good. Excellent. I might well be relying upon you in that case. I'm going to suggest that we sing the Lord's Prayer together. And we'll do it as a sung response. And we'll do it sort of slowly and steadily so that we'll just see how we go. Can we go back to the previous slide? I think it goes like this. Can we do some clapping? I think. On the earth.
Shall we go back to the previous slide and we'll take it right the way through? Some of you are ready for the doxology. We'll sing the doxology when we get there. Praising the Lord for what he is. Let's begin.
Un petit peu.
Do come and join me. Good. Okay, well, church, we're welcoming our friends from Mali. Let's give them a good Redeemer welcome. You are most welcome.
Vous êtes la bienvenue.
And we're delighted you've joined us.
Et nous sommes très ravis de vous avoir avec nous.
We were halfway through our sermon.
Nous étions presque en moitié de notre message de ce matin.
And we decided to do some singing.
Et nous avons décidé de chanter un chant.
And we were singing the Lord's Prayer.
Et nous étions en train de chanter le chant de la prière de Jésus.
Can we go to the previous slide?
Est-ce que nous pouvons aller sur le slide d'avant?
Don't worry, church, I'm not going to preach the same sermon.
Ne vous en faites pas, je ne vais pas enseigner le même chant.
My dear brothers and sisters,
mes frères et sœurs,
we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer.
Nous étions en train de considérer la prière du Maître.
From Matthew 9 and 10.
Dans Matthieu 6, 9 and 10. Chapitre 6, le verset 9 au 10.
Please feel free to follow on your phone or your Bible.
Vous êtes à l'aise de nous suivre dans votre Bible ou bien sur votre téléphone ou à l'écran.
And briefly, we have been reminding ourselves that Jesus taught his disciples.
Et brièvement, nous nous sommes rappelés que Jésus a enseigné ses disciples.
Some amazing things.
Certaines choses très merveilleuses.
That our Father is in heaven.
Que notre Père est dans les cieux.
And that's the first thing that he said in the prayer.
Et c'est la première chose qu'il a déclaré dans la prière du Maître.
We've reminded ourselves that he is holy.
Nous nous sommes rappelés qu'il est saint.
The Lord who created everything we can see and many things not is holy God.
Le Seigneur qui a tout créé, nous nous sommes rappelés que quand même il est saint dans tout ce qu'il fait.
So we approach him as the Almighty God, but also our Father.
Alors nous nous approchons de lui en tant que le Dieu tout-puissant, mais également en tant que notre Père très saint.
And the prayer of our heart is that his kingdom will come.
Et la prière qui se trouve dans notre cœur est que son règne puisse venir sur la terre.
Will come in our hearts.
Que son règne puisse venir dans notre cœur.
And that his will be done in our lives.
Et que sa volonté soit faite dans notre vie.
On earth as indeed it is in heaven.
Comme il le fait dans les cieux.
So church, let's continue on the second slide.
Alors, prêche église, continuons vers notre deuxième slide.
As we have reflected on God's goodness to us.
Et tel que nous étions en train de réfléchir sur la bonté de Dieu envers nous.
As Jesus has taken his disciples through who his Father is.
Et tel que Jésus était en train de montrer à ses disciples qui est son Père.
So we move to the second part of the prayer.
Alors nous évoluons vers la deuxième partie de la prière.
And we look at the Lord's amazing provision for
us. Et nous voulons voir la merveilleuse provision du Seigneur envers nous.
Jesus first says, "Give us today our daily bread."
Jésus a dit premièrement, donne-nous au quotidien notre pain du jour.
And that is a reminder that the Lord God who created everything is interested in us every day.
Et cela est un rappel pour nous que notre Dieu qui nous a créé est intéressé à pouvoir pour nous au quotidien.
Some of you know that I work with the Langham Partnership, which is a global partnership, and one of our scholars.
Okay, certains d'entre nous savent que certains d'entre vous savent que je travaille avec une organisation.
Langham Partnership. Yeah. Again, it's called Langham Partnership.
Okay, une organisation dénommée Lion Partnership.
And one of our biblical scholars.
Et l'un de nos maîtres de nos enseignants, yes.
Oui. Translated this prayer.
A transcrit cette prière, a traduit cette prière.
For his friends in the Philippines.
À ses amis en Philippines.
And respectfully, the translation was this.
Et respectueusement, voici la transcription, la traduction.
Give us today our daily rice.
Donne-nous aujourd'hui notre riz du jour.
In other words, he wanted people to understand it's the thing we need.
En d'autres termes, il voudrait que la congrégation puisse comprendre c'est quelque chose que nous avons besoin.
It's the thing we need to eat to live.
C'est quelque chose dont nous avons besoin afin de pouvoir manger et de pouvoir vivre.
My dear friends, the danger is we get to this part of the prayer too quickly.
Mes chers amis, le danger est que parfois, lorsque nous faisons la prière du maître, nous évoluons très rapidement vers cette partie.
Merci. So the temptation is we want to get onto our shopping list.
Alors la tentation est que nous voulons rapidement évoluer vers notre liste de besoins.
We need to remember the first part of the prayer. The Lord provides everything we need.
De la première partie de la prière que Dieu peut nous donner tout ce dont nous avons besoin.
We human beings are the ones who hoard things.
Nous, les êtres humains, nous sommes ceux qui aimons garder des choses pour nous-mêmes.
Oui. There is more than enough to go round. There is more than enough in the world to go round to feed everyone.
Okay. Il y en a tellement assez dans le monde entier pour nourrir tout chacun de nous.
So the Lord who made the universe is able to provide for all of us.
Alors le Dieu qui a créé les cieux et la terre est capable de pouvoir pour tout chacun d'entre nous.
So we should use this prayer. Give us today our daily bread.
Alors nous devons utiliser cette prière. Donne-nous notre pain de ce jour.
To pray for the wider world.
Afin de pouvoir prier pour le monde en global, dans son entièreté.
Just as my brother was doing for Burundi earlier on.
Tel que mon frère le faisait pour le Burundi il y a cela quelques minutes.
It is a fact, dear brothers and sisters.
C'en est un fait, chers frères et sœurs, que
that every year 13 million children under the age of 5 die from hunger.
Que chaque année près de 13 millions d'enfants en dessous de l'âge de 5 ans meurent chaque jour die every
year.
Meurent chaque année.
190 million children are severely malnourished.
109 000 enfants sont mal nourris.
More than a fifth of the world's population. More than a fifth of the world's population.
Okay. Plus que un cinquième de la population mondiale.
Does not have enough food or water or basic health care.
N'a pas assez de quoi se nourrir et manque de besoins primaires tels que la nourriture, tels que l'eau et autres choses.
So this is an important prayer. Give us today our daily bread.
Alors ceci est une prière très importante. Donne-nous notre pain de ce jour.
May the Lord help us to understand it.
Mais que le Seigneur nous aide à comprendre ceci.
That we come to him daily for everything that we need.
Que nous venons à lui chaque jour pour tout ce dont nous avons besoin.
That we work for him daily that everyone can be fed.
Que nous coopérons avec lui chaque jour afin que tout le monde puisse être nourri.
For justice, for honesty,
for education. Pour l'honnêteté, pour l'éducation.
Then we move on to forgive us our debts.
Alors nous évoluons vers pardonne-nous nos offenses.
The Lord Jesus Christ wanted to show his disciples that there's a difference between God our Father and us, his creatures.
Alors le Seigneur Jésus voulait montrer à ses disciples qu'il y a une différence entre Dieu le Père et nous en tant qu'êtres humains.
When we approach our Lord God, we need to come in a spirit of humility, asking for forgiveness.
Lorsque nous nous approchons de notre Seigneur, nous devons venir dans un esprit d'humilité et de demande de pardon.
Before we ask him to answer our prayers, we need to acknowledge he is holy and we are not.
Avant que nous puissions lui demander d'exaucer notre prière, nous devons reconnaître qu'il est saint et que nous ne le sommes pas.
Notice also the next phrase, we as also we have forgiven our debtors.
Et nous avons la prochaine phrase qui dit tel que nous pardonnons également à ceux qui nous ont offensés.
Jesus was teaching his disciples, reminding them.
Jésus enseignait à ses disciples et les rappelait
that we need to live out what we are praying.
Que nous devons vivre ce que nous sommes en train de prier pour.
When we come asking God for forgiveness.
Lorsque nous venons à Dieu que nous lui demandons de nous pardonner.
He gives us his Holy Spirit to forgive others.
Il nous donne également son esprit afin que nous aussi nous puissions pardonner les autres.
And we must not hoard that spirit to do other things.
Nous ne devons pas garder cet esprit, le Saint-Esprit en nous afin de pouvoir juste faire autre chose, d'autres choses.
Jesus calls us to love one another, and love means forgiving.
Jésus nous donne la capacité, le pouvoir de pouvoir nous aimer les uns les autres et pouvoir aimer les uns les autres aussi dit que nous devons nous pardonner mutuellement.
Praise be to the Lord that he does this.
Gloire à Dieu de ce qu'il fait ces choses-ci.
And then the final two phrases, and lead us not into temptation.
Les deux dernières phrases, et ne nous soumets pas à la tentation.
This acknowledges the fact that as humans we are weak-willed.
Cela signifie que en tant qu'être humain, nous sommes faibles.
We need to acknowledge that in our lives, in this world, sin is powerful.
Nous devons reconnaître que dans ce monde dans lequel nous vivons, existe le péché et que le péché est quand même puissant.
Here is a poem from a poet called Steve Turner.
Voici un poème d'un poète appelé Steve Turner.
He talks about temptation.
Il a parlé de la tentation.
From the point of view of the tempted.
Du point de vue de la personne qui est tentée.
Lead me into temptation just one more time.
Conduis-moi dans la tentation juste pour une seule fois, une seule dernière fois.
Oui. Lead me up close through circumstances beyond my control.
Conduis-moi let me up close through circumstances. Okay, conduis-moi dans des circonstances qui sont au-delà de mes contrôles. Yeah.
Lead me then leave me.
Conduis-moi et alors laisse-moi.
Deliver me from escape.
Délivre-moi du fait que je puisse échapper.
Increase my ignorance.
Augmente mon ignorance.
Limit my will.
Limite mon désir.
Make me the victim of a victimless crime.
Fais de moi une victime des personnes qui sont les plus victimes.
Leave me till sin is the only way out. Leave me till sin is the only way out.
Okay, laisse-moi jusqu'à ce que le péché soit la seule porte de sortie pour moi.
Give me a taste of what to avoid.
Donne-moi un goût de ce que je dois éviter.
Leave me till it's your fault.
Abandonne-moi jusqu'à ce que ce soit ta faute.
Yet, guilt floods me like a chill.
Cependant, je suis plein de soupçons, je suis plein de culpabilité comme un enfant.
Please then lead me back into temptation.
Et je t'en prie, conduis-moi vers la tentation.
Just one more time.
Juste une seule fois de plus.
My dear friends, we laugh, and that is good.
Mes chers amis, nous nous en moquons, nous rions, mais c'est la triste réalité.
But for me, I know I'm laughing at myself.
Mais je sais que pour moi, je sais que je me moque de moi-même.
My dear friends, if there is persistent sin,
mes chers amis, s'il y a un insiste qui persiste dans votre vie,
if there is something you are tempted to time and time again,
s'il y a quelque chose dont vous essayez de jour en jour d'éviter, mais que vous n'y arrivez pas,
please today bring it to the cross.
Je vous en prie aujourd'hui, amenez cela à la croix.
Don't mess with sin.
Ne laissez pas le péché détruire votre vie.
The Lord does not lead us into temptation, does he?
Le Seigneur ne nous conduit pas à la tentation. Il ne le fait pas.
And we know that because we were laughing at that poem.
Et nous le savons pertinemment. C'est la raison pour laquelle nous étions en train de nous moquer de cette poésie.
It's quite ridiculous.
C'est un peu ridiculeux.
Why would the Lord our God, who created the universe, tempt us?
Pourquoi est-ce que le Seigneur, le Maître de l'univers, qui a créé les cieux et la terre, nous conduirait dans la tentation?
And yet, from Adam and Eve through to ourselves.
Et cependant, à travers Adam et Eve, au travers de nous.
Too often, we live our lives. Too often we live our lives.
Okay, très souvent nous vivons notre vie.
As though God was not interested in what we do.
Tout comme si Dieu n'était pas intéressé par ce que nous faisions.
A commentator has said this prayer is going to decide the company I keep. This prayer is going to decide the people I keep, the people I have as my friends.
Okay, un commentateur a dit qu'il enverra cette prière aux personnes qui sont ses amis.
The books I read.
Le livre que je lis.
The places I go.
Les endroits que je visite.
Including the internet.
Inclut l'internet.
And social media.
Et les réseaux sociaux.
For I need never expect Jesus to keep me from temptation. I can't expect Jesus to keep me from temptation.
Okay, je ne peux pas espérer que Jésus me délivre de la tentation.
If I walk straight into it.
Si personnellement je cours vers ces choses-là.
Now I just want to dwell a little bit on this.
Alors je voudrais mettre un peu d'accent sur ceci.
Just a little bit on the language of the Bible on sin, and then we'll close.
Okay, juste un peu sur le langage du sin dans la Bible, et puis on va du péché dans la Bible, et puis on va finir.
The Bible talks about people being polluted by sin; therefore, we need to be washed.
La Bible nous parle du fait que le péché nous pollue et dont nous avons besoin d'être purifiés.
The Bible talks about being in slavery to sin; therefore, we need to be freed from sin.
La Bible nous parle de l'esclavage du péché et alors nous avons besoin d'être délivrés de cet esclavage.
Oui. The Bible talks us about being asleep in sin, so we need to be made awake.
La Bible nous parle du fait que parfois nous tombons dans le sommeil et nous avons besoin d'être réveillés.
We are diseased by sin, therefore we need to be healed.
Nous sommes empoisonnés, nous sommes malades du péché, alors nous avons besoin d'être délivrés.
We are dead in sin, therefore we need to be raised to life.
Nous sommes morts dans le péché, alors nous avons besoin de ressusciter du péché.
All of these things are there in that prayer. Lead us not into temptation.
Toutes ces choses sont dans cette partie de la prière du maître. Ne nous conduis pas, ne nous soumets pas à la tentation.
And lastly, deliver us from the evil one.
Et en fin de compte, délivre-nous du malin.
I don't need to speak too much about this.
Je n'ai pas besoin de parler de ça pendant longtemps.
Christ thought it was incredibly important for his disciples to daily pray, "Deliver us from the evil one."
Christ a estimé que cela était très important que les disciples prient au quotidien afin d'être délivrés du malin.
And because it was important, it is.
Et parce que cela était important, oui, cela est important.
As Christians, do we daily ask that the Lord would protect us wherever we are, wherever we're traveling, whatever we're doing, from the work of the evil one in the world we live in?
En tant que chrétien, est-ce que nous prions au quotidien, demandant au Seigneur de nous délivrer du malin dans tout ce que nous faisons, dans les endroits que nous visitons, et tout ce qui a rapport avec nous?
Let's move on to the third slide. I mentioned at the start of this talk.
Au début de mon message, j'avais mentionné que
that my pastor in Nairobi in Kenya, Callisto Odede,
que mon pasteur Callisto Odede en Nairobi,
used to say prayer saves time.
Avait l'habitude de dire la prière nous permet de gagner du temps.
And in our little groups this morning,
et dans notre petit groupe de ce matin,
when we were looking at Luke chapter 11,
lorsque nous étions en train de considérer Luke chapitre 11,
we realize why the Lord asked his disciples to pray this prayer first.
Nous avons réalisé pourquoi Jésus demandait à ses disciples de faire cette prière en premier.
Because if you look into the version in Luke,
parce que si nous regardons la version de Luc,
it effectively says, pray first this, give thanks, and then.
Il disait en effet, en premier, priez comme ceci et rendez grâce à Dieu.
Jesus instructs his disciples, ask, seek, and knock.
Jésus donnait cette instruction à ses disciples, demander, chercher et frapper.
We ask when we understand the Holy God. We are asking our God, our Father.
Nous demandons lorsque nous comprenons que notre Dieu est saint et qu'il est le maître des cieux et qu'il est le maître des cieux, notre Père qui est dans les cieux.
We ask because we know He is in heaven and He wants His kingdom to come on earth.
Nous demandons parce que nous savons qu'il est aux cieux et qu'il voudrait que son règne vienne sur la terre.
Our prayer is seeking that his kingdom will become real daily in our lives and the lives of others around us.
Notre prière consiste au fait de chercher parce que nous voudrions que sa volonté soit faite sur la terre au quotidien.
And knock.
and frappé.
Well, in our study, we heard God wants to hear from us. He hears us and he answers.
Dans notre étude, nous avons découvert que Dieu veut que nous lui demandions, il veut que nous le cherchions. Et il nous entend et il nous exauce.
The only question is which door will be opened for us.
La seule question que nous devons nous poser est que quelle porte nous ouvrira-t-il?
Friends, do you see how praying this prayer helps us in our prayer life?
Chers amis, nous nous rendons compte de combien de fois cette prière nous aide dans notre vie de prière au quotidien.
We are reminded that we approach a loving God.
Nous sommes rappelés ce matin que nous nous approchons d'un Dieu qui est un Dieu aimant.
A loving God who cannot stand sin.
Un Dieu aimant qui ne peut pas se tenir devant le péché.
Who forgives our sin.
Qui pardonne nos péchés.
Who, as sons and daughters, because we are sons and daughters, wants us to forgive other people.
Et parce que nous sommes ses enfants, ses fils et ses filles, il voudrait que nous pardonnions également les autres.
And reminds us that he will care for us every day, our daily bread.
Et il nous rappelle également qu'il prendra soin de nous, qu'il pourvoira à nos besoins, à notre pain au quotidien.
So it's no wonder that after all of this,
alors après tout ceci,
the church fathers added the doxology or the praise.
Alors les pères de l'église ont ajouté la célébration mais la louange.
Thine is the kingdom.
Voici ton tel est ton règne.
The power and the glory.
Ton pouvoir et ta gloire.
Forever and ever.
Pour toujours à jamais.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's conclude with the final slide.
Alors conclusion.
It's a simple question, and I'm asking myself the same question. How is your prayer life?
C'est une question que je me pose également et que je vous pose ce matin. Comment est votre vie de prière?
How is your communication with Jesus?
Quel est l'état de votre communication avec Jésus?
The one who came from his Father across the universe to our little speck of dust.
Celui qui a quitté l'univers, qui a quitté son Père et qui est venu sur la terre vers nous.
Because God in Christ loves us.
Parce que Dieu en Christ nous aime.
And as a kind father wants to give to us.
En tant qu'un bon et aimant Père, il veut nous donner.
To give to us.
Okay, il veut se donner à nous.
Give good gifts to us.
Il veut nous donner de bons cadeaux, de bonnes choses.
And one day will take us to heaven to live with him.
Et un jour, nous le rejoindrons dans les cieux et vivre avec lui.
As my Ugandan friends would say, what has Jesus been saying to you this week?
Tel que mes amis de l'Ouganda me disent souvent, je vous pose la question, qu'est-ce que le Seigneur est en train de dire dans cette semaine?
Don't just tell me about your testimony from years ago, this week.
Ne me parlez pas de votre témoignage des années précédentes. Non, mais qu'est-ce que vous écoutez de la part du Seigneur pendant cette semaine précédente?
And then I would suggest you may want to do this exercise.
Et j'aimerais vous suggérer cet exercice.
Just write down what are you praying for at the moment.
Écrivez quelque part ce pourquoi vous êtes en train de prier en ce moment.
And pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will help you to see if your priorities align with the priorities in this prayer.
Et priez et demandez au Saint-Esprit de vous aider à voir si votre prière, cette prière que vous êtes en train de faire, s'aligne en fait sur les priorités de Dieu, si cela est conforme au modèle de prière que Jésus nous a donné.
Does your prayer life lead to praise?
Est-ce que votre vie de prière vous conduit à la louange?
And could you pray with someone regularly to encourage you in your prayer life?
Et pouvez-vous prier régulièrement avec quelqu'un qui, afin de pouvoir vous encourager à prier plus?
For the last 9 years, I prayed with 3 business consulting friends.
Les 9 dernières années, je prie avec 3 amis qui sont dans le monde des affaires.
Online, on Zoom, every week.
En ligne, en Zoom, chaque semaine.
And we have seen wonderful answers to prayer.
Et nous avons vu des réponses merveilleuses à nos prières.
And we have struggled when our prayers have not been answered.
Et parfois, nous luttons, nous avons un peu de difficulté lorsque nos prières ne sont pas exaucées.
But we have encouraged one another to seek God.
Mais nous nous encourageons les uns les autres à rechercher Dieu.
And what he is saying to us.
Et à chercher et entendre ce qu'il nous dit.
Ask, seek, knock, said Jesus in Luke.
Chercher, frapper, tel que le Seigneur nous l'a dit.
Merci. Luke 10:11. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
Luke 11:10. Qu'à quiconque demande, reçoit. Quiconque cherche, trouve. Et quiconque frappe, la porte lui sera ouverte.
Well, my dear friends, our time is long gone.
Alors, mes chers amis, notre temps est longuement passé. Nous avons longuement dépassé notre temps.
But would you join with me in standing once again to sing the Lord's Prayer?
Est-ce que vous voulez vous joindre à nous et vous lever afin que nous puissions chanter la prière du Maître?
Your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallowed be thy name. On earth as it is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us today our daily bread. Hallowed be thy name. Forgive us all our debts. Hallowed be thy name. As we also have forgiven our debtors, hallowed be thy name. And lead us not into temptation, hallowed be thy name. But deliver us from the evil one, hallowed be thy name. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, hallowed be thy name. Forever and ever and ever and ever, hallowed be thy name. And the people said, Amen. Can we please have a round of applause for our translator?
Thank you.
May the Lord bless his word to us, and may he indeed teach us. May he indeed teach us how to pray.
Qu'il nous enseigne à prier.